Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Good evening, and I hope that all is well with you. I am a little bit tired tonight, but I've asked God to give me the energy to get through it so I can go and rest my body. But I hope that you all are feeling fine. And I knew... Thank you for calling in to be curious about the secret. There is a secret that I want to talk to you about. And then at the end, I have some announcement, of course. And let me see. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In 4 days, we are going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. The ministry which encouraged widows. It's a faith-based support group, encourage widows and help them heal in the years of the loss of their husband. Nearly 7,000 women lose their husband each year. What a traumatic and even scary feeling a new widow can experience. So many questions, premarital counseling never prepared you for the lonely nights, heartaches, and the many decisions. It doesn't matter whether the marriage was long or short. the loss was from a long illness or unexpected accident, or how much money are not in the bank. What happens is the purpose you married, shared secret with, made love with, laughed, been angry with, and a host of scenarios is not here. The next chapter, Widow's Ministry, gives you a widow a unique connection with others who understand why his clothes are still in the closet. His name still is on the bank account. The grocery shopping is so difficult. Widows are loved. God has a special plan and care for us. In 1 Timothy 5:3, it says, honor widows that are widows indeed. And that's what the next chapter of Widow's Ministry is all about. Embracing and encouraging you through the storm or the journey of grief. And I hope that you will come with us this in 4 days to help celebrate 20 years of embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. And as I mentioned in the text, that there was a secret tonight. I have a secret to tell you. And on the flyer that you've been seeing me constantly sending it to you, and I'm going to send another one again before by Friday, because I want to make sure that you have the address to get there, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. Well, on the flyer, it has a scripture. But first, before the scripture, it says two women after God's own heart. And then it has the scripture. The scripture is Romans 8:28. And I'm sure many of you know it by heart. I know the scripture. But I'm going to read it, and I'm going to tell you the secret that I text to you this evening. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Well, many people, when they first lose their loved one and they hear the scripture, the question is, what good? What good can come out of this? Well, let me start by sharing the secret. Well, this scripture says a lot. Some words out of it I'm going to go over. All things. What he says in the scripture, that we know that all things. And that's meaning all mean everything, not some things, but everything. That everything that works together for the good. And we're going to talk about the word good. All things work together for good. How can good come out of the death of your spouse? Well, I am glad you asked. Good. This ministry is 20 years old, and he has kept two women after God's own heart for 20 years. Good. God has provided for me and my children now, and also my grandchildren. That's good. He kept me sane. And really, sometimes you can really go crazy going through something like that and also having little children. But he kept me sane through this journey and through the storm that I went through. And what you're going through, or some of you have gone through, good. He's kept me in good health. Good. Sheila and I, he has kept us committed to his vision, good. Even though our personalities are different, he kept us together, good. He kept us together. And guess what? 20 years is considered two decades. And that is a long time to be committed to any job. Some of you retired early than the 20 years. And if you did longer, you know 20 years is a long time. So good. There's still good in this. You see all the good out of this? And also it talks about good for them who love God. Well, Sheila and I have to love God in order to do all the things that we've been doing for 20 years. Two women with two different personalities after God's own heart. This is how much we love God. Call according to his purpose. He gave Sheila, a married woman with children, the same vision he gave me as a widow. It's still good. Well, what is the secret? There is no secret what God can do. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He got me through this time in my life. 20 years, it's still good. Sometimes we have to wait a while longer to see the good in anything. It sometimes doesn't come right away. But when it comes, you'll understand better. That old saying, you'll understand it better by and by. Well, yes, you will understand it better by and by. And you will see the secret that I am trying to display to you tonight. That all things together does work out for good. At the beginning, I'm sure you're going to question it. How good can this be? How can I accept this and I no longer have my loved one? Yes, but in time, as you go through your journey of grief and also trials and tribulation, when you get through it, then you're going to see your way through. Then you're going to see the good that God is putting in your life. Well, and this has become one of my favorite scripture. There is no secret what God can do. So whenever you read that scripture again, I hear about that scripture, or even you are trying to comfort another widow and this scripture comes up, just let them know they need to wait a while to see the good in it. And we know all things work together for good to them that loves God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Well, you are being called. You are special. You are special when you are called to do God's will. I want to continue. It says, answer the call. That's magnifying glass right here. That's Ephesians 4:1. It says, I urge you to have been chosen by God to live up to life to which God calls you. Whether you rely it or not, God is calling you to follow a specific path that he has chosen for your life. And it is viable, important that you heed that call. Otherwise, your talents and opportunities may be unused. You don't want your opportunity and your skill to be unused that God has given you. Have you ever heard God call? Well, sometimes we have to listen quietly in order to hear God sometimes. And are you pursuing it with your whole heart? If so, You are both fortunate and wise. But if you have not discovered what God intends you to do with your life, keep searching and also listening and keep praying until you discover what the Creator put you here for, and also to show you the good in that scripture. God has important work for you to do. Work that no one else on earth can accomplish but you. He has special gift for each one of us to do. Everyone here has a purpose. The Creator, yes, has placed us in a particular location and a particular people and with unique opportunity to serve. And He has given you all the tools you need to succeed. If He hasn't given it to you yet, He will give it to you if He has a purpose for you. To listen for His voice, watch for His sign. There are signs. And He gave me signs. He showed me proof. You know, He knows that when He says something to me or give me something to do, He needs to show me proof, because I said, Lord, you got to be very clear, because I need to know exactly what you want me to do. So He made it very clear. And what He did was, when the first 6 months, I didn't start this, Sheila and I didn't start this ministry as soon as, right after my husband transitioned. But what happened was, when I went back to work, I kept bumping into, I was a banker. So I had my office. And whenever someone came into my office, that first 6 months, it seemed like it always was a widow. They just became a widow. And they started talking to me about their loss and all the things about, you know, just pouring out their feelings and telling me how they feel and da-da-da. And the thing to it, I began to encourage them. And as the conversation went, I told them that I was a widow also. And they told me how long they were married. They were married for years, 30, 40, 50 years and all that. Because there were several widows that came in my office telling me about their story. But God just gave me the will to encourage them during that time. So I kept experiencing that these widows keep coming into my office. I said, Lord, why does these widows keep coming into my office? Because that thing is real strange. It was just so many of them. But that's the proof that He was showing me. Later on, when I really got the message, I thought about what he was showing me by sending those widows in my office. And having me to encourage them. But the thing to it, they said to me, I should be encouraging you, because at least my kids are grown. I was married to my husband for many, many, many years, and you only had yours for a short period of time, and you had babies to take care of. So I need to pray for you. So we were started praying for each other. But God showed me right then and there, within that 6 months period, what He was getting ready for me to do. So, getting back, the good in that message of Romans 8:28, that was the good. And that's the secret that I wanted to share with you tonight. It's because if you are not doing it now, if God has shown you and you think that you have a purpose and you don't know for sure, ask them. Ask them to show you proof exactly what you should be doing. Because that's what I do. Up until now, I said, whatever you have for me to do, you know you got to make it very clear. And He does. He has His way of showing me different things. He doesn't just start talking to me just like that, just like I said, oh, you know, you're sitting there. I can be sitting, really. I can go to my altar. I pray. I go several times a day and pray. But he doesn't always give me signs or a message or whatever at the altar. Because, you know, one thing, I don't know what you, about you, but I am a wanderer. I get on the altar, started praying, and all of a sudden I'm thinking about something else. I mean, different things. And he said, she's not paying attention. And that doesn't happen all the time, but pretty much I'm a wanderer. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at, that he finds, he has certain ways that he gets my attention. And when he does, I know it's him. But we all receive it differently. We receive it in dreams. We actually sometimes can be quiet and receive his message differently. But he knows that I'm a busy bee, and he has to catch me in certain ways for me to know. But he doesn't do it when I'm still and quiet. I don't know why he does. I guess because he said he wanders too much. I can't give her the whole whatever I need to tell her, because she's going to be wandering off to something else. But that's just me. I'm just a wanderer. I'm sitting here and I just don't, you know, keep still. I can stay sit still, but my mind is constantly wondering what I'm going to be doing next. Next. That's because I am a person who is organized and constantly thinking what's next to do. But let me continue. Answer the call so you can see the good in that scripture. And it says here, God calls. Call is an inner conviction given by the Holy Spirit and confirmed by the Word of God and the body of Christ. So, like I say to you, and Ephesians 4:1 says also, in answering the call, I urge you to have been chosen by God to live up to the life to which God has called you. And here, in that scripture, Romans 8:28, you'll see the good. You love God. And loving God, you want to do what God wants you to do. Everything in that scripture is so important. That all things work together. Not some things, all things for good. And I talked about the good that Shira and I went, how we, different things that happen, you know, two people that don't have two different personalities. 20 years kept this ministry going. We try our best to continue to be committed, be focused on what God wants us to do, not our personality. But God kept us. You know, that expression, God kept us, he certainly did. 20 years is a long time, 2 decades. So I am charging you to ask God, what is your call? Answer you what call he has for you. And I also want you to do is pray for Sheila and I to can maybe do another 20 years, whatever number of years he has for us. I hope that this will, if he decides to take us, I hope that someone else will pick up the torch. Maybe one of you will. Just know that there's a purpose for each one of you. And that's the secret that I wanted to share, the secret that kept Sheila and I going for 2 decades. Because what? It says, for them that love God, we, Sheila and I, love God enough to take on this task for 20 years. And we were called according to his purpose. So that's the message I have for you tonight. So just knowing that you need to follow through if you have not, because you are wasting your talents and opportunity You don't want it to go unused. You want to do what God wants you to do. If you love God so, be committed to the purpose that he has for you. And I have some announcements. So 4 days, we are going to be celebrating. It's going to be so nice. It's going to be so pretty. And just pray that I don't get sick. You don't get sick. No one gets sick. That everybody's going to be there and have a great time. The food is going to be good. The speakers. Just pray for divine order, because I need more prayers going up. Because you know the enemy always want to try to get in, but I ask you to be in prayer with us and making sure. And you know what I'm saying? Guess what? I am so thankful. I want to thank the callers that's on tonight. If you are attending the event, if you've sent a donation in, we thank you so much. God has blessed us. We don't have the $20,000 yet. But let me tell you, you are doing a wonderful job in trying to make that happen. God has been really good. We've been getting the tickets that we want to be sold. We have about close to 60 tickets been sold. And I'm serious. Very close to 60. And then we have some that's going to be coming at the door. So just knowing, just give yourself a whirl of a clap, hand clap, because you all have done it. You've gotten people that you're going to be bringing with you. So this is going to be a wonderful celebration. And I thank you so much for everything that you have done in making this effort. And you know one thing? If we don't get the $20,000 on Saturday, we're going to continue to get donations up until the end of the year. And maybe God has that person that's going to write that big check that's going to complete it. But you guys have done well, and I am just thankful. I really, thankful for your support. And you have been great. And I hope that you will come and enjoy yourself. We have prepared a beautiful location, food, and speakers and everything. And I hope that I know that God will be in it, because he's always there. He cares about the widows. Honor widows that are widows indeed. So I am believing that we're going to have a great time, and hope to see you there. And thank you so much. Personally, thank you so much. I try to thank everybody that sends, go online and do a ticket or donation. I try to answer you immediately once I see the email. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you on Saturday. Now, one important thing that I do want to mention, when you go, it's off of Covington Highway. I am going to send another flyer. Flyer has all the information that you need. I'm going to send that out probably on Thursday afternoon. Please keep that flyer in your phone so you'll have the address. But the most important thing, when you get off Covington Highway, once you get to the location, it's a white house that is on top of a hill. So just know that while you're driving, you're not going to see it. You're going to have to, once that GPS says you're there, you need to look up and go up that driveway, because it sits up on a hill. It's a white house. So that you'll know that that's where you're going. So I wanted to mention that's the most important thing about getting there. And we want to try to start on time, so I would like to ask you to be very timely. So we won't be there, we start on time, and we not probably won't be there until 1 o'clock. But we wanted the place is allowing us to be there until 1, but we know it's going to be over probably a little bit earlier than that. But we just wanted to extend that time just in case of something went wrong. But We're gonna pray for divine order. And I am looking to see you. The colors are purple and silver. But if you don't have purple and silver, I understand. I just want you to come and just help us celebrate. So have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you Saturday. Be blessed, and just help us come and celebrate. 20, which is 2 decades. It's a great And we have people coming from out of town to come to help us celebrate. So that's it. That's all I have tonight. That was my secret. That scripture. Just read that scripture and think about it. Think about it. And ask God, what does he have for you to do? Because there's a purpose in any, each one of you. And you have a good night. And let me see how I can end this. Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us in every way. I ask you to give us divine order on our 20th year anniversary. Help everyone to arrive safely and timely. And let us have a great celebration. Everybody who is participating, do a great job. Also, let the food and everything be in divine order as well. We just ask you, and we thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. And also thank you for everyone that has supported us in purchasing their ticket and the donations that they have given us. So thank you once again for just always being there for us. And I just love you and adore you, and I want to continue to do your will, the call that you have for Sheila and I. In the name of Jesus, amen. May God be the glory. Have a good evening.
Thank you.